Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Allison this morning. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
So you're on War of the Roses, so things aren't peachy. What's going on between you and your boyfriend, Andrew?
We have been together 9 months. And we have gotten pretty serious, but my friend just texted me a screenshot of his dating profile, and it says that it's active. So he's obviously cheating or trying to cheat or seeing what's out there, and it's just not okay with me.
It shows how recently somebody has been using the app or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But if he signed on, that doesn't necessarily mean anything incriminating. Is it?
It doesn't mean anything good.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's closing down a credit card. Maybe he's closing down the whole account. Who knows?
Okay, I guess that's true. But
This seems like a really good example of War of the Roses would be useful. So let's call Andrew up. Let's offer him some free roses. See who he sends him to. Also what he writes in the card. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Now let's talk to Andrew.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Andrew, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Lauren with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you very much, but you're doing fine.
Andrew, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, sorry about that. My name's Gavin, and that's actually Katie. We're on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Not a real offer for roses, and instead it's something called War of the Roses. It's a relationship test that we do, and your girlfriend Allison is listening in. I'm going to bring her back in. Allison, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. That didn't work. But, you know, we got you guys here, so might as well talk about what's going on. Allison thinks that you may or may not be cheating on her.
Or at least trying to cheat.
And she saw something and she wants to know what's going on. Allison, go ahead. Tell them what you saw.
Yeah, so Laura sent me the screenshot of your dating profile that's active.
I don't have a dating profile.
Yes, you do. I have the screenshot and I can send it to you.
Okay, feel free to. Do you want to go through my phone? I'll hand it over to you today.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I don't know.
It shows that you're on.
Right.
It shows
and the fact that he even has one.
Well, is this the same dating profile, Andrew, that you had before you started dating Allison? Because you guys haven't been dating that long.
I don't have a dating profile.
Then what is this?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's using my picture?
Is his name listed, Allison?
I don't appreciate you gaslighting me right now on radio. That's really low.
Look, I don't know. I don't have any profiles. If somebody's using my picture, maybe they got it off my LinkedIn
my
or something.
But why would a person do that?
Why would someone catfish you?
People? I just got randomly chosen. I'm sorry. I won the crap lottery.
The crap lottery. Usually, if somebody that you don't know takes your pictures and your likeness and makes profiles for whatever, it's for catfishing purposes, they usually do it in other cities where you would never know.
Right.
The idea is that you would never know. The fact that, you know, Allison, you found out fairly quickly means that either Andrew it is you and you're lying now, or it means that whoever's doing this is either doing it for a purpose or is really bad at it.
Show me the picture, and I swear to God, it's probably going
to
be.
I'll send it to you right now. And you tell me that this isn't your profile.
Okay, you know what? I will say this. If it is a picture that he has that he uses for, like he said, LinkedIn or something, I would definitely be more willing to accept that for some reason somebody stole this picture.
Sure.
No,
me
this
too.
Is a picture I took like the other week.
It's a new picture?
Oh, maybe they got it off Instagram then.
I don't get. I can't listen to you lie.
I do think that we are being unnecessarily hostile, though, about this, Allison. I mean, he's willing to hand his phone over to you. You can go through and look at it. He sounds very curious about.
No, he's not. He's saying that to you, but you think he's going to show me his phone? He's going to delete everything before I get home.
It does seem like an empty offer. Well,
but if right after this conversation the profile disappears, then there is also more proof of guilt there. So how about this? If he hands the phone over to you and the profile still shows active when he does it, we ease up a little bit. But if either of those two things don't happen, then I think, Andrew, that that's proof of guilt.
Yeah, go right ahead. I have no problem with that.
I'm not getting cheating vibes.
I will say I'm not getting cheating vibes from him, but the scenario just seems hard to explain.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up because I don't think there's anything that we can do right now, but we'd love an update. If you guys want to give us an update at some point, that'd be fantastic. All right.
I want an update too.
I'll bet you do. War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.